From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, February 21st. Coming up, a new Illinois law allows gun owners to keep assault-style weapons if they disclosed them by January 1st. We'll learn more about the registration rates across the state. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. University of Illinois freshman Akul Dewan died from hypothermia. That's the official cause of death released by Champaign County Coroner Stephen Thuney on Tuesday. The 18-year-old was found dead 1 month ago on the U of I Urbana campus during one of the coldest days of this year. Coroner Thuney said intoxication and exposure to extreme cold also contributed to Dewan's death. U of I police had previously said Dewan was drinking with friends that evening. They also said he refused rides home when his friends were allowed into a bar and he wasn't. Dewan's parents live in California. They have blamed campus police for failing to find him in time. He was reported missing 9 hours before he was found by a university employee. Police say they searched for Dewan in the area where his body was later found. Former President Donald Trump endorsed incumbent U.S. Representative Mike Bost. Will Bauer reports it's a big development in the competitive race for the 12th Congressional District, which includes part of the Metro East.
Trump posted on his social media site Truth that Bost is, quote, doing a fantastic job representing the Southern Illinois District. He says he likes and respects Bost's primary opponent, former state lawmaker and gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey. However, Bost is the right man for the job in this race. In reaction to the news, Bost says he'll do what he can to get Trump back in the White House. Bailey says he'll continue to stand with the former president, even though he disagrees on this race. The winner of the March 19th primary will be highly favored in the November general election because of the district's conservative makeup. I'm Will Bauer.
White Sox chairman Jerry Reinsdorf met with Illinois legislative leaders in person to request public financing for a new stadium. Alex Degman reports.
Reinsdorf is talking to Republican and Democratic leaders hoping to garner support. The total request could exceed $1 billion through a combination of sales tax deferrals, bond extensions, and more. Some of that would require lawmaker approval. Reinsdorf said his meeting with House Speaker Chris Welch went well, and he's feeling positive.
I'm always positive about everything. I've been positive about the White Sox winning the division this year.
Speaker Welch, in a statement, said he appreciated Reinsdorf sharing his vision in person, though, quote, there are a lot of conversations that still need to be had. The $150 million in bonds issued to build Guaranteed Rate Field in 1989 still haven't been repaid. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, a new Illinois law allows gun owners to keep assault-style weapons if they disclose them by January 1st. We'll learn more about the registration rates across the state. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Season 51 of Nova continues with new episodes throughout February. Episode 2 explores the mysterious origins of Easter Island. Next, Episode 3 takes viewers on a journey through 3 decades of engineering innovations that led to the rise of the Eiffel Tower. And Episode 4 tracks the revolutionary breakthrough that's unlocking the secrets of ancient DNA. Stream a new episode the first 3 Wednesdays in February with the PBS app. Visit your device's app store now to download the free PBS app.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Illinois lawmakers adopted a statewide ban on the sale of assault-style weapons over a year ago. The measure allowed people to keep firearms bought legally before the ban took effect if they register the weapons. But very few people have done so. Here to tell us more are State House reporter Mawa Iqbal and data reporter Amy Chin.
Amy, what do the numbers show about assault weapon registration?
Yeah, so data from the Illinois State Police shows that there were 29,000 people registering banned assault weapons, ammunition, and accessories before the January 1st deadline under the law, which is called the Protect Illinois Communities Act. But just to put that number into context, we looked at the registration rate among licensed gun owners and found that that 29,000 number actually represents just 1.2% of all licensed gun owners in Illinois.
Yeah, 1.2% seems very low. Mawa, why are registration rates so low?
Yeah, so I was talking to Adam Winkler earlier this week. He was a UCLA professor who studies gun policy. And he was saying that, you know, Illinois is not unique in the sense that any gun registration historically in any part of the country has been quite low. Registration rates have been quite low. And he says that the biggest reasons for this is that, you know, one, people may not even know that the law exists. You know, they just don't maybe pay attention to the news or they're not familiar with gun policy, so they just don't know that they have to register. There's also, too, quite a few people who own these types of firearms who do so out of a political statement or they want to sort of make a statement that, you know, no one has the right to take my guns away. There's that reason. There's also, too, in Illinois specifically, many different lawsuits have been filed against this law, challenging it on its constitutionality, both in state and federal court. And it's something that I've been hearing, too, that people are really confused as to, you know, what were the outcomes of these lawsuits? Is the law still in effect? So there's also that to consider.
Right. And Amy, you looked at registration rates by county as well. Were there certain areas that had higher or lower registration rates?
Yeah, definitely. Statewide, registration rates are low, but we found that the lowest rates were actually in rural counties downstate. So places like Jasper, Calhoun, White counties, they had the lowest rates. But the places with the highest rates were these more populous counties around urban centers like Kendall and suburban Chicago. But one outlier actually was Cook County itself, which is by far the most populated county in the state. But it actually had a registration rate that was lower than most other urban counties. And we think that might be because, you know, it had a similar assault weapons ban put in place over a decade ago in 2013.
Interesting. Mao, what's been the response from local law enforcement in these rural downstate counties?
There isn't really a way for law enforcement to really enforce the law. Like, it's not like they are going door to door knocking on people's, you know, doors to be like, hey, do you have an AR-15? And if so, is it registered with the state? But regardless of that, you know, when this law first went into effect a year ago, we counted that there were about 80 or so sheriffs across the state that said that they were not going to be complying with this law. Yeah, a lot of people downstate really were upset with the law and found it to be unconstitutional in the sense that it violated their Second Amendment rights to bear arms. A lot of the lawsuits that I mentioned earlier that were filed in state and federal courts were coming out of downstate courts and people who represented downstate gun groups. So it's definitely, there's been a lot of contention from this part of the state, for sure.
Well, thank you both for your reporting on this. I've been speaking with State House reporter Mawa Iqbal and data reporter Amy Chin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 63 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Will Bauer, Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, and Amy Chin. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.